Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packer fans? Happy Thursday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can follow the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. All right, I have a fun episode lined up for you today. At least I think it's fun. I don't know if this is going to be entertaining for people. I don't know if it's going to be lame. I don't know if it's going to be in between, but I think it's fun and we're going to do it. So let's get into it. This is a AI simulated 2024 Packer season. We are now surrounded by AI seemingly everywhere. ChatGPT, Bing's AI. I don't know. There's like a million other ones, but I wanted to ask our AI brethren what the Packers season would look like, and I asked them to simulate it for me. So this is what they did. Now, here's the big thing. Here's the big thing I need to tell you. Whatever this result is, whether it's 0-17, 20-0, or anything in between, my one rule for this was one simulation. One simulation, no fudging anything, no changing anything, no inputting something different to try to get a different result. One sim only. And for entertainment purposes, we're going to go through it in pretty good detail, week by week, statistical analysis of the season, a recap, and then we'll kind of go from there as well. So I don't want to spoil anything. So this was one sim. That's all we're going to do. And we're going to go through it week by week. All right. So play along with me, if you will. I think it's going to be fun. And you can see exactly, of course, how this Packers season will turn out in 2024. Now, here's one other thing I need to mention. There will be times where it'll be like they would tell me, hey, it was a rookie running back or something. So I had to sort of fill in the blanks a little bit with, sometimes they didn't always give me the name. That's the only thing that I changed here. For entertainment purposes, I put in the names in certain situations that they were basically telling me. That's the only thing that I added. And again, it was just to make it a little bit more fun as we kind of go through this. But here again, without further ado, is the exact simulated 2024 season. Week one, Packers head to Brazil, take on the Philadelphia Eagles. They lose a heartbreaker, 20-17. Sorry to our Brazil fans that are all excited about the Packers going to Brazil and having their first game there. It's going to be a pro-Packer crowd, I believe. But they go all the way down to Brazil only to suffer a defeat at the hands of the Eagles. 20-17, go to 0-1 on the season. Packers come back to Indianapolis, or sorry, to face Indianapolis in Green Bay in week two. The Packers pick up a huge win, 27-20 over an Indianapolis Colts team. I don't know what their record was going into the game. I didn't get that detailed into it, but the Packers now are 1-1 on the season. Next game up, the Packers go to Tennessee to face the Titans. Packers pick up a road win, 28-21 to go 2-1 on the season. In week four, a disappointing loss at home to the Minnesota Vikings. The Packers lose 28-24 to go 2-2 on the season. Week five, at the LA Rams, Packers pick up another road win, 34-31 over the Matthew Stafford-led LA Rams to get to 3-2 on the season. Cardinals at home, Packers pick up another win, 31-28 to go 4-2 on the season. Next up, Houston Texans, another game at home. Huge matchup, Jordan Love versus CJ Stroud. Packers pick up a massive 38-17 win, a butt whooping against the Texans at home to get to 5-2 on the season. Next up, at Jacksonville, a place that they have struggled to play in the past. Packers pick up another huge victory, take the Jacksonville Jaguars to task, 42-14 to get to 6-2 on the season. So 8 games in, 6-2, back-to-back huge wins over the Texans and Jaguars, 38-17 and 42-14. Everything is humming along pretty nicely to start the season. You did have some disappointing losses to the Eagles and to the Vikings. Started 2-2, but 4-0 after that to get to 6-2. Let's see how the second half of the season goes. They come back home to face Detroit. Packers win 24-17 to go to 7-2 on the season, pick up a big NFC North win against the Lions there. They go back to Chicago after that. Packers win 27-20, go to 8-2 on the year, the first matchup with Caleb Williams. They come back home, play the San Francisco 49ers at home, to finally break the win streak here for Green Bay. Packers lose 24-21, go to 8-3 on the season. They come back at home facing the Miami Dolphins, pick up a huge 35-10 win to get right back on track, go 9-3 on the year. They go to Detroit the following week. Can they get two wins against Detroit? They can. They pick up a win, go 30-17 over Detroit, pick up two wins against Detroit on the season now to go to 10-3. They got to go to Seattle, which can sometimes be a house of horrors for Green Bay, but they pick up a win there 24-21 to go 11-3 on the season. Then against the Saints at home, Packers win again 30-27, go to 12-3 on the year. Can they finally pick up a win against the Vikings? Yes, they win 28-24 to go 13-3. And then final game of the year, Chicago Bears, Packers win 24-21 to go 14-3 on the regular season. Reminder, one sim. That's all I got. That's all I got to do was one sim. They go 14-3 in our Bing AI simulation to start the season. Now, some statistical analysis of this season. Per AI, per Bing's AI at least, Jordan Love, 3,800 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. So a little light on the touchdowns. Interceptions is good. 3,800 yards is good. Maybe he had a bunch of rushing touchdowns on his own, or maybe the running backs just got it done. Interestingly enough, the running back that led the Packers was A.J. Dillon. Now, I tried to get the sim to tell me injuries, and they would not tell me injuries. So not exactly sure why, but A.J. Dillon ended up leading the Packers in rushing, 1,200 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns, 350 receiving yards, and 3 receiving touchdowns. I'm going to assume that this means that Josh Jacobs at some point during the season got hurt, but Dillon ends up having a career year and paying off that veteran min basically signing that they get him for on that fifth-year benefit deal. He has a massive year, 1,200 rushing yards, again, 12 touchdowns, 350 receiving with 3 receiving touchdowns. Christian Watson goes 1,100 receiving yards and 8 touchdowns. Luke Musgrave goes 800 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns. Jair Alexander finishes the season with 5 interceptions and 15 passes defended, getting back to form for him. And Kenny Clark ends the year with 8 sacks and 45 total tackles. That brings us to the postseason. We get the wild card game. This is the crazy part. The Packers had to play in the wild card at home. They were 14-3 on the season, but there was a team that was better than them. Don't know who. I'm going to assume it's the 49ers in this case, since the 49ers beat the Packers. So the 49ers could have had 3 losses and still been the number one seed, which means that the Packers would have to play in that super wild card weekend. In this case, they get the Buccaneers at home. Here's the matchup. Then we get full details of these games. So this is a little bit more fun. We get full breakdowns of the playoff game. So Packers wild card versus Tampa Bay. First quarter. Dun, dun, dun. Baker Mayfield strikes first with a deep pass to Mike Evans for a touchdown. The Packers retaliate with a methodical drive, culminating in a short touchdown run. The game is tied 7-7 at the end of one. The second quarter. Jordan Love orchestrates a masterful drive, connecting with Romeo Doubs for a touchdown. The Buccaneers answer with a quick touchdown of their own. The game is tied 14-14 at half. And the third quarter. The third quarter sees the Buccaneers defense stiffen, forcing a fumble and returning it for a touchdown. Does that not sound like the ultimate thing that would happen to the Packers in the playoffs? It very much does. The Packers, unfazed, however, respond with a touchdown of their own. The game is tied 21-21 at the end of the third quarter. Fourth quarter. As the final quarter unfolds, the Buccaneers surge ahead with a touchdown, making it 28-21. The Packers, driven by a roaring Lambeau crowd, probably when they're on offense, that also sounds like the Packers, score another touchdown, pushing the score to 28-28. With time running out, Jordan Love gets the ball back and leads the Packers downfield with precision passes and gutsy play calling. With seconds left, the Packers get all the way down to the Bucs' 1-yard line and kick the game-winning field goal to secure the win 31-28. That was pretty good, right? Packers over Buccaneers in the Super Wild Card round 31-28, which sets up a rematch with the Dallas Cowboys in the divisional round. Can they pick up another win? This time it is in Green Bay. First quarter, Cowboys strike first with an easy touchdown, driving right down the field behind Dak Prescott. The Packers quickly answer with a field goal. The Cowboys lead 7-3 after the first quarter. In the second quarter, the Packers offense finds its rhythm and Jordan Love connects with Christian Watson for a spectacular 60-yard touchdown. The Cowboys manage to keep pace with a field goal, but the Packers add another touchdown before half, making it 17-10 Packers. Third quarter. The third quarter is a defensive showdown with each team's defense bending but not breaking. The Cowboys tie the game with a touchdown, but the Packers respond with a field goal, nudging ahead 20-17. In the fourth quarter, Cowboys take a 24-20 lead with a touchdown. The Packers push down the field. Love with his trademark precision throws. Love with his trademark precision throws a dart to Luke Musgrave for a touchdown, making it 27-24. The Cowboys have one last drive to change the course of the game, but the Packers defense stands tall as Jair Alexander intercepts a pass in the final minutes. The Packers run out the clock, securing a 27-24 victory and a place in the NFC Championship game. So now we have the NFC Championship game. They do not have to go to the San Francisco 49ers. The Rams upset the 49ers, and the Rams now come to Lambeau Field to face the Packers with an opportunity to go to the freaking Super Bowl. First quarter, Packers-Rams. Packers march down the field, capped by a 15-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks. Rams respond with a field goal after a goal line stand by the Packers defense. It is 7-3 Packers. Second quarter, Rams take the lead with a 25-yard touchdown reception by Cooper Kupp from Matthew Stafford. Packers kick a 40-yard field goal. Rams score another touchdown and a short run by Kyren Williams. Rams lead 17-10 at halftime. Third quarter, Packers score a quick touchdown and run a trick two-point conversion for a 18-17 lead. Rams regain the lead with a field goal, 20-18. Another Packers touchdown puts them ahead 25-20. Fourth quarter, Rams score the opening touchdown of the quarter and get a two-point conversion of their own, making it 28-25 Rams. Packers hit back-to-back field goals on back-to-back drives to put them up 31-28. The Rams then tie the game 31-31 on a field goal of their own. The game goes into overtime. The Packers kick a game-winning field goal, win it 34-31 to head to the Super Bowl. I swear to you guys, one simulation, that's it. Did not try to, you know, do anything more to this. Packers make the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes, a rematch of the third matchup, actually, between Mahomes and Jordan Love. Remember, Jordan's first ever start in KC. Check one for Patrick Mahomes. Last year, Patrick Mahomes comes to Lambeau. Taylor Swift is there. Check one for Jordan Love. We get the tiebreaker, the third in the series, the rubber match, if you will, for now. And I'm sure these two will face off more in the future. But this one, pretty important with the Super Bowl on the line. The NBA Finals are officially over, and congratulations to the Boston Celtics on winning the championship, as much as it pains me to say as a Milwaukee Bucks fan. But even though the NBA Finals are over, the hoops action doesn't stop on Prize Picks. Women's basketball is just getting started, and young stars like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese are making names for themselves, and it's been the most talked about WNBA season ever. And you're not going to want to miss out on the action, period. And of course, with Prize Picks, you could win 100 times your cash watching stars like Breonna Stewart and Aja Wilson ball out every single week. Prize Picks is available in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, Georgia, and of course, Wisconsin. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. So join in on the fun and become part of the Prize Picks community today. I do have to say that I am a little bit bummed that Cameron Brink recently suffered a torn ACL, but I'm still super stoked to watch some WNBA action this week. I'm going to be going heavy on Arike Ogunbowale and Alyssa Thomas this week, and might be even on the lookout for some Kelsey Plum three-pointer options as well. Either way, it should be an exciting week of WNBA action that's even more exciting with Prize Picks. The best part is that you can download the Prize Picks app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. First quarter. The game begins with the Chiefs taking an early lead led by Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes finds Travis Kelce for a touchdown. 7-0 Chiefs. The Chiefs defense dominates early. Chiefs get the ball back and Mahomes has another touchdown, this time on a run, making it 14-0 Chiefs at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, the Packers strike back, back-to-back scoring drives with a Jordan Love touchdown pass to Jaden Reed and a 35-yard field goal to make it 14-10 Chiefs. The Packers defense shuts out the Chiefs in the second quarter, and that's where you end at the end of the second. 14-10 KC, a dominant first quarter by the Chiefs, a dominant second quarter by the Packers, but a 4-point lead for KC. Third quarter, Packers offense strikes first. Jordan Love finds Marshawn Lloyd on a screen pass for a touchdown, and the Packers take their first lead 17-14. Chiefs fight back, reclaiming the lead with a quick touchdown, making it 21-17. Packers respond back with a touchdown of their own, a 50-yard run by Marshawn Lloyd, bringing the score to 24-21 Packers. Fourth quarter, the Chiefs add an early touchdown, another Mahomes to Kelce special, making it 28-24 Chiefs. The Packers, with the clock winding down, embarked on a final desperate drive, but with time running out, Jordan Love found Tucker Kraft in the back of the end zone for a go-ahead touchdown. The Chiefs, however, have one last chance. But Jeff Hafley's defense rises to the occasion. A final Xavier McKinney interception seals the victory. And as the clock hits zero, the Packers were crowned Super Bowl champions with a final score of 31-28. Here was the breakdown from Bing AI. The Packers' 2024 season was filled with memorable moments, from thrilling victories to heart-pounding playoff games. Key players like Jaire Alexander and AJ Dillon stepped up when it mattered most. And of course, they became your Super Bowl champions for 2024. Now, I would not recommend taking this to Vegas. I would not necessarily put it on Packers going, 14-3 on the season and running the table, going 18-3 overall with a 4-0 postseason, including wins against the Buccaneers, Cowboys, Rams, and Chiefs. I will say this. I feel like AI, for the most part, did a pretty good job with this. Now, 14-3, probably a little aggressive. But you could see where they lose week one to, Philly and Brazil. You could see a loss against the 49ers at home. You could see a, random upset, where the Vikings get the win. You're probably going to pick up some losses elsewhere too. But like overall, and I don't know that they're going to, completely stomp the Dolphins 35-10 or stomp the Texans 38-17, but Green Bay has the offense to get those sort of things done. All of the playoff games were really, really close. The Buccaneers, they won by 3. The Cowboys, they won by 3. The Rams, they won by 3. And the Chiefs, they won by 3. So they won by 3 points in all of their playoff games. I don't know how realistic the AJ Dillon, 1,200 rushing yards, 12 touchdowns, 350 receiving, 3 receiving touchdowns is. But Jordan Love, 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 10 picks. Watson, 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. Musgrave, 800, 6 touchdowns. Jaire, 5 picks. Kenny Clark, 8 sacks. Like, all of that feels very reasonable. I thought overall, for a random simulation with, asking for some narratives to go along with it and some box scores to go along with it, I feel like AI did a pretty decent job of piecing together a rather intriguing, mostly believable season, maybe a little bit wishful thinking for Packer fans. But I don't know. I enjoyed the exercise. I enjoyed the overall breakdown by chat. I want to say chat GPT. That's where I went to first, and I had a lot harder time trying to get it to simulate for chat GPT. So the Bing AI worked a little bit better on this one. But overall, I don't know. I had fun with it. Probably not winning any Webby Awards for this one today, but I hope you guys enjoyed the exercise nonetheless. Let's hope AI is right. I don't know how, ultra powerful it is quite yet, but maybe it can see into the future, and maybe, just maybe, this is what we'll end up with this upcoming season. That's going to do it for me on this one, guys. Always appreciate you. Hope you enjoy this one. Shout out to our Hall of Fame and All-Pro members, most hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Shea Bradad, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Bremen, Dan Miller, Alex Wong, Arnaldo Espinoza, and Dan Gesford. I'll see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.